Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Zok the Baal HaTurim Vayichi is Gematria 34. Because there's 34 years that Yaakov really lived. You know, he says, he complains, Ma'at V'royim Hayu Chayai. But the 17 years from Leidas Yosef until Yosef was Nimkar, and the 17 years that he was in Mitzrayim, he came down to Mitzrayim at 130, and Yaakov lived until 147. 17 and 17, those are the two gute kvutzes of 17 years. 17 and 17 is 34. Vayichi Yaakov. Those are the toiv shonim that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim. Vayikrevu yemei Yisrael lomus, the Baal HaTurim brings, there's another place he always finds a remez where you see the same word in Tanakh. Vayikrevu yemei David lomus. Vayikrevu yemei David lomus. He brings the Makar of Yerushalmi, the Masech B'Seifrim, Omar HaKadosh Baruch, but there's a parallel between David and Yaakov. David lived 70 years, right? Yaakov lived 147, but David wrote, Kuf Mem Zayin Pirkei Tehillim. Yavoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to also to have a David who wrote Kuf Mem Zayin Kapitel Tehillim. We know that there are Kuf Nun Kapitel Tehillim, but there are various cheshbonis how to work out that there are Lefiya Emes Kuf Mem Zayin Kapitel Tehillim Keneged the 147 years of Yaakov. This farm explained this. Samsoeva talks about this a lot, that there's 147 days from Yom Kippur until Asar B'Tavis. There's a connection to that. Now Yaakov Avinu lives 147 years, as opposed to Yitzchak who lived 180. And the Emes, it's Mavura, the Rakan and Midrashim, that Emes, all of the Avos, each one of the Avos was supposed to live 180. Yitzchak, Taka lived 180 years. Avraham Avinu lived 175 years. As I'll say, he was nifter 5 years early, so he should not see Esav of Hayos with Harbisra. Yaakov Avinu, though, lives only 147 years, so there's different shatim. Baal HaTurim brings an interesting shot, is because when he said by Rochel with the Trophim, Eis Asher Timtza Es Aleihecha, he tells Lavan, Lo Yichyeh, Yichyeh is 33. There's another shot in the Daskenim that when Yaakov Avinu was krechting to Paroi, Yemei Chayai Ma'at V'royim, there are 33 words. And those 33 words are those, for those 33 words, he loses 33 years. He loses from the 180. He goes down to 147. Beautiful vart from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. If you count the 33 words, part of the 33 words are not just that Yaakov Avinu says, Yimei Shnei Megurai Ma'at V'royim. Part of the 33 words is when Paroi asks Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha. Because by choice, this that he looked so old was the cause. The tsar and the zikna that he saw on his face was the cause that he asked Yaakov Avinu. In the Zoyar, state in Andrazach, everyone knows that David HaMelech was the emes not supposed to live at all. David HaMelech was only supposed to live for 3 hours. And Adam HaRishon gave him 70 years. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years. Adam Elef Shonim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him 70. Adam HaRishon donated 70 years. But the emes is, and maybe it's not a theory, you have to know that the Ovis are a ticking already for Adam HaRishon. It's Mavur that the Ovis gave David his 70 years. And the Cheshbon goes, the way the Tikkun Ezer says it, actually it's Ezer in Parshas V'Yishlach. Avraham Avinu was supposed to live 180, but he only lived 175. He gave 5 years to David HaMelech. Yitzchak lived 180. Yitzchak is Gvura, Yitzchak is Din, Yitzchak's not giving anything. Yaakov, but here the Cheshbon goes different, was supposed to live 175. We're not counting from 180, 175, like Avram. And he went down to 147, he's donating 28 years to David HaMelech. And Yosef, as we're going to see the Hemshech in the Parsha, Yosef also has a din of an Av. Yosef in a certain Bechina has a din of an Av, he was supposed to have 12 Reshvatim. Yosef, and once again we go from the father, he was supposed to live 147, like his father. And he was Nifter at 110, Yosef gives the most. Yosef hu amashbir. Yosef hu amachalkel. Yosef gives David HaMelech 37 years, and that's how you get the cheshbon of the 70. Meidach gisa, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Brachis says we know that each rakia is 500 years, and the Yerushalmi explains all that. Lagavi the cheshbon of the how you work out alois hashachar and nates, but then the Yerushalmi says a kosher shura there, but it says the shonim of the avos is 500 years. The Shonim of the Ovis is 500 years because Avram lived 175, Yitzchak lives 180, and by Yechi Yaakov 147, the Sach Hakel of that is 500. Now the shayla is the sach hakol of that is not 500. The sach hakol of 175 of Avram and 180 of Yitzchak and 147 of Yaakov is 502. 502. And you're allowed to be off by one, but you're not allowed to be off by two. But the pshat is because Avram Avinu was hikar as boyroi when he was 3 years old. So the first 2 years, Avram Avinu was hikar as boyroi in the third year. So those 2 years go off. Now, if you say Avram Avinu was hikar as boyroi at the beginning of his third year, so that's perfect, 502. If you learn that Avram Avinu was hikar as boyroi at the end of the 3 years, okay, you're allowed to be off by one. But that's the cheshbin of the Yerushalmi. Now Yaakov, what? How old he was?
Avram.
Yeah, Avram. We spoke about it. Hikar es boyre, yod es boyre. We're going to the sheet of three. Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef, Asisa imodi chesed ve'emes. Chesed shel emes. The chesed of what you do with a mace is chesed shel emes. Emes is Rosh HaTevis. Aroin mito tachrichin. Emes is Rosh HaTevis. Einoi mitzapet tashlum. A chesed of emes is because you're not expecting to get repaid back. If you do someone a chesed on a different tchum, you know, you send helped him, the world turns around like a galgal, and the next time he'll help you. But this is not something you mitzapel atashlum. Hagam, the emes is, it's a pella, the medrash says, Gemara, Mar Yikotna, Chazal say, the yasped yaspedinu, the yikpa yikbrinu, someone that's oisik in this kind of chesed of helping out with mason, he'll also be zoicha, in this chesed also there is return, that you get returns on it. So someone told me, yeah, beautiful pshat, but it's einoi mitzapel l'tashlam. No one is mitzapel to get the dog. And all of the chasadim that you do, besayder, you help them out with a chasna, a mitzvah, a simcha, a good thing, he'll help you back. But in Nisa also, you gemar moi kut, and you help out with pura, you'll get kbar also, b'chavid roi. But einoi mitzapel, you're not waiting, you're not counting down for this tashlam. Another pshat, why it's called chesed shel emes. L'mashal, if you do chesed, let's say, with an oni. You do chesed with an oni. Or a choyle. Maybe he's faking it. Maybe he's not really an oni. Maybe he's not really a choyla. He's faking it. Over in Misa, when you're burying the guy, that's chesed shel emes. It's nishdokin fakerai. Vayishtachu Yisrael al roish hamito. Vayishtach Yisrael al Roish Hamito, the Ponim Yofis, the Afloi, says that Vayishtach Yisrael al Roish Hamito because he saw the Shechina. Yosef is 156. We spoke about it in the previous parshas. Yosef is seeing. Yosef is 156. Yosef plus Shechina is Gematria Yisrael. Vayishtach Yisrael al Roish Hamito. Yosef plus Shechina, 385, is 541. Is Gematria Yisrael. We spoke the other week that Yosef is one Havaya less than Yaakov. Yosef is seven Havayas. Yaakov is 8 Havayis. Yosef is 6 Havayis. Yaakov is 7 Havayis. Yosef with one extra Havaya equals Yaakov. Yosef with Shechina, that's already by Yishtach Yisrael al Roish Hamito. Now, Korig Lomos, he calls over that he brings Ephraim and Menashe and the famous Gemara, Rashi, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven and Shimon Yuli. The concept of Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven, Veshim, and Yili is that the Emes Yosef was supposed to be 12 Shvatim. Yosef was supposed to be an Av. The Gemara says in Soita that Yosef was Yotzo Mibein Tziparnov Eser Tipois. And that's why he lost 10 Shvatim. He only ended up having 2 Shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe. We know the Gemara says in Brachis, Rabbi Yochanan used to go around, he lost all 10 sons, and he used to go around being Menachem people, Dein Garma Dasiro Abir. The Sfarim explained that Rabbi Yochanan, who was Bezundere Yifei Toyar, the Gemara says, is a Shaykh to Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Brachas, says they didn't get up to this daf yet. On Daf Chof, no, Dein Garma was yesterday's daf, but the Gemara on Daf Chof, which is coming up, is that Rabbi Yochanan says, Anom Izara to Yosef Kasin. Rabbi Yochanan has a Shaykh with Yosef. He was Yifei Toyar like Yosef. And because of the Eser Tipois, that's why Rabbi Yochanan loses the 10 Bonim. So Yosef was supposed to be Maim with the Shvatim, he was supposed to be an Av. Chach Ephraim and Menashe, Ataka Shvatim. Look, I'll be certain in Yonim, we don't count Levi and Yosef as Shvatim. Levi is not in the Cheshbon, and Ephraim and Menashe are Keruvim v'Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe have a din of a Shevet. That's in one of the Pshatim when it says, B'cho Yivorech Yisrael, Yisimcha Lekim Kephraim Lekim Menashe, a bracha that Ara Yoim, whenever in Klal Yisrael, someone gives a bracha to the kids, the bracha is that it should be like Ephraim and Menashe. What's the Nakud that it should be like Ephraim and Menashe? because there's no Yerida Sadoiris. It's already the next generation, and still has the Darg of Shvatim. But the Baal HaTurim says something interesting. It says Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven and Shimon Yoli. Ephraim and Menashe is the same gematria as Reuven and Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven and Shimon Yoli. Ephraim and Menashe, same gematria as Reuven and Shimon. But it's not. It's off by one. Ephraim and Menashe 726. Reuven and Shimon is 725. Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven and Shimon Yoli. The Tosfos Rosh on the Chumash says, Va'anoichi nasati lachem shchem achad alachecha. One more. Yeah, because Ephraim and Menashe is not Kiruvin v'Shimon. It's one more. This Yisoid that we said, that you're allowed to be one more. Someone wanted to bring me a raya. We know, we learned in the Sugis and Baba Kama, that Tzedakah, you give someone Tzedakah if he has less than 200 Zuz. Once he has 200 Zuz, then you can't give Tzedakah. Tzedakah is 199. So it's a remes for this halacha, but it's off by one. You're allowed to be off by one, but it's a tois. It's not off by one. 199, you can still give him Tzedakah. That's the point. Tzedakah is by one. By 200, you don't give Tzedakah. This is not a gematria off by one. This is a gematria of a diktuk tzedakah. The etzem idea about being off by one, the Truma Sadeshim brings others, the Gemara says in Gittin, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeschanan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidden that they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but eventually, v'noishantem, get kicked out. And how many years were the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael until they got kicked out, including Gilgal and Shiloh in the first place, and Mikdash, until finally the Chorban? Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael for 850 years. Says the Gemara in Gittin. Really, they were supposed to be for 852 years. V'noishantem is 852. But the Pasuk continues of V'noishantem that you're going to get a churban, and the Pasuk describes terrible thing that's going to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be marviach that they shouldn't have that grois bracha of V'noishantem. So he took them out 2 years earlier, so it shouldn't be V'noishantem. Frechteveld, why kick them out 2 years earlier? Delay the churban by 1 year, it still won't be V'noishantem. Why do you have to kick them out 2 years earlier? Because off by one is thus is Venashantim. Off by one is Venashantim. Now Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Legalois Es Haketz Venistalik Mimenu Shechina. Bikesh Legalois Es Haketz Venistalik Mimenu Shechina. Says Rav Shamshem Ashtapolian. Yaakov Avinu wanted to know when the Ketz is going to be from the Geula, the Golus of Mitzrayim. The Emes, originally the Golus of Mitzrayim was supposed to be the Gans of Golus, but because they were taken out early, we have to go back into Golus Kiyadua, that's our story. Until the Olam is going to come to Tikkun Olam and Gansen. The Emes, how long were they in Mitzrayim? For 210 years. And that was because Yaakov Legalis as a Ketz. He wanted to be Megala 210 years. But Yaakov understood that why do we have to go into Golus? We have to go into Golus for every one of the Shvatim that sold Yosef. We have to be in Golus for 21 years. The shame of, like it says in Parsha, next week's Parsha, Eya, Asher Eya, that concept, that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name Aleph Hey Yud Hey, is 21, can you do it? And for every one of the Shvatim that sold Yosef, they have to be 21 years in Mitzrayim. How many brothers sold Yosef? 9. So Yaakov makes the Cheshbon, 9 times 21 is 189. 189. So he said, Bikesh Lagalas is a Kates. 190. You're allowed to be off by one. Bikesh Lagalas is a Kates. But you know what he forgot? V'nistalik mimenu shchino. We know that 10 were deciding to sell Yosef, not just the 9 brothers. They were mitzaret HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So there's really 10. And it was supposed to be 10 times 21, which is exactly 210. That's what he saw. He was making the cheshbon. And he saw all the brothers that sold Yosef, and he says, for every single brother that sells, there's a din of Ehyeh, and that leads to 210. Over Nestalik Mimenu Shechina. He forgot about the Shechina. It was Nestalik from him. So he only saw 9. He only saw 9. He says, so it's going to be after Kates, after 190, off by 1. It's going to be off by 1, but it's going to be 190. That's the cheshbon of Bikesh Galus as a Kates.
It was 190 less than 400.
Not 400. I'm talking about going with 210. I'm not going with the 400. That's a separate cheshbon.
Yaakov found out that Yosef was sold.
Did Yaakov find out that Yosef was sold? There's a big machlokes we're showing about that. The Rabbeinu Bechaya talks about it, others. The emissaries we spoke last week the other way. Yosef, the entire time, why he didn't send a message, an email, to Yaakov. We spoke out of Pshat because Yosef thought that Yaakov knew about it and Yaakov was part of it, and sending a message is not going to help. Yaakov is part of the Pshat. That's already Chedushim.
Did Yaakov know that word also?
It's printed in the Yerushalmi, in the Pietra of Yerushalmi, in the Mizraim. I don't know if you know this Pshat. Obviously, Lamdu Kol Terakuma. Yosef gives Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to all the different shvatim. Every one of the shvatim here is a sugya. We'll go to Yosef. We'll go to Yosef. There's, again, every shevet here is a sugya rucha. Ben Pyrus Yosef. The pasuk says, "Vateshev be'eson kashtoi v'yafoizu zroya yodov." Midei Abir Yaakov, Misham Roya Eben Yisrael. We spoke already. The Gemara says in Saita, Batesha Ve'esam Kashtoi, that was Yotzim Imenu Eser Tipois, because he was supposed to be a Shevet. Misham Roya Eben Yisrael. Eben is Av Ben. What's the Pshat Yosef is called Av Ben? Because on one hand, Yosef is an Av. He is. I know the Gemara says in Brachas, soon you're going to get there, and Daf Yitzayin, Ein Kairin La'Ovis Ela Shloisha, that Ovis and Klaisha is only Av and Yitzhak and Yaakov. But we spoke out already, Yosef is also a gevissa b'chin of Av. He's the father of two shvatim. He was supposed to be the father of 12 shvatim. So in a certain b'chin, he's Av. In another b'chin, though, he's Ben. So it's Misham Raya Even Yisroel. Av, Ben. The mixture of both. It's a fascinating concept. At the end of Parshas Vayichi, Mamash at the end of the Parsha, the last pasuk, Vayomes Yosef b'nei of Esa Shonim. Vayomes Yosef. In Sefer Bereishis, Avram is Nifter, Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Yosef, Vayomas Yosef. But very interesting, the beginning of Parsha Shmois, Posit Vov, Vayomas Yosef v'chol Echa v'chol Adonahu. Yosef dies twice. Yaakov Avinu Loimet. But Yosef, in the Torah, Yosef is Nifter twice. Vayomas Yosef is the last Posit in Vayichi, and Vayomas Yosef v'chol Echa v'chol Adonahu.
Make up for it.
What? No, Pshat says it. The Vayomas Yosef of Parshas Vayichi, because Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovois. And as such, it tells us all about the Ovois. And Yosef is the Givissa Bechin of Ov. And Taka, the culmination of the Parsha, Vayomas Yosef. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonin. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovois. Maisa Ovois, Simula Bonin. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonin. And Abada, Onfang, in the Parsha, Vayomas Yosef, Vachol Echov. It says, I'm with the other brothers. Yosef in the Bechin, it says, I'm with the brothers, is Vayomas Yosef and Shmois. Tveidin. It's Taka, Tveidin. But going back to what we have here, the Petirus Yaakov, and Yaakov requests Mitzaber that all the Bonim should take him up, to not bury him in Mitzrayim, to take him up. Now the Pasuk says, Vayas la'oviv evel shivas yomim. So very interesting. Gemara Moed Katan says, the Mishnah and the Gemara of the Darshans, that Avelus is for 7 days. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk. How do you know Avelus is for 7 days? In the end, the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Amos, in Treyosar. V'hafachti chageichem le'evel. And Chageichem Le'evel L'chav is 7 days. Why don't you learn it out? Tosfos in Moed Katan asks, why don't you learn it out? It says in the Mefurash, Vayas La'oviv Evel Shivas Yomim. Vayas La'oviv Evel Shivas Yomim. So Tosfos says it's Koy D'Matan Torah. Koy D'Matan Torah, we don't know. Koy D'Matan Torah. We have a Pasuk. Better a Pasuk in Novi in Amos than a Pasuk in Torah in Chumash, but it's Koy D'Matan Torah. I say it's Tosfos in Moed Katan. The Shail is, there are other things we do in that. Shivas Yomim of Sheva Brachas. Mali Shavuah's Ois, we learn it out from Yaakov, with Rachel and Leah, we learn out a Remez, a Makar, a Gili Milsa from Kari the Matan Torah. So what's the Indian that punked over here, by Yasla, Aviv, Abel, Shivas Yom, and we don't learn out? So there's all kinds of Torahs here for the criteria, when you learn out from Kari the Matan Torah, when you don't learn out from Kari the Matan Torah. The Chassam Sofer says an interesting shot. The Chassam Sofer says, Avada, we can learn out from Kari the Matan Torah also, and fine. He says, we already knew that Avelus is 7 days, but we know, if you learn the Sugya Samayit Katan, Regel is Mevatal Avelus. A person sitting shiva, and it comes a regel, yomtif, shalish regolim, who then Rosh Hashanah and Kippur pashtas. Regel is breaks the avelus. You don't continue afterwards. It breaks the avelus. What about Shabbos? There's a whole nidden in the Gemara. Then maybe Shabbos also should break the avelus. We pass canal like that. We say Shabbos is you're not Miss Abel dvarim before Hesia, but it's oila minyan shiva. It's oila, and it's not mevatel the shiva. But there was a nidden about it. And the Gemara needed to bring a raya that you know that Avelus is because in 7 days there's always a Shabbos. And if in 7 days there's always a Shabbos, so Shabbos is going to break the Avelus. We need to bring a raya that Shabbos doesn't break Avelus. So the Gemara brings a raya from Pasuk and Amos. V'afachti chageichem le'evel. Frek Toysa is learning that from over here from the Osovit. Look, no, Koy de Matan Torah. There's no Shabbos. The Ovis kept Torah, but only in Chutzlar, only in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutzlar. So there's no Shabbos. So there's no raya. Maybe Lo'ayim Avelus. In like a month, this is really only 7 days, though Shabbos always stops. And that's packing it in. Avelus be Yisoy the 7 days? No, it always gets stopped by Shabbos. Bring a riot. You can't bring a riot from over here because over here was Koy the Mat and Tyre. That's what that just means. It was Koy the Mat. What?
It wasn't Eretz Yisrael.
It wasn't Chutzlaretz. They were bringing him up from Mitzrayim.
Wasn't Gerin Atad?
No, but he was Nifter. Oh, the Avelus was already in Eretz Yisrael. Ah, if the Avelus, the Shivas Yimei Abel was in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make the Chesed. Now, I don't know if Yaakov knew that Yosef was sold, but the brothers weren't sure if Yosef told Yaakov, and the brothers Bechlal weren't sure that maybe after Petirus Yaakov, it's not going to be so pashut. So they come over to Yosef, and Yosef tells them, Altiro, Atem chashavtem alai ra'a. Let's put it on the table. Atem chashavtem alai ra'a. Obrelikim chashavu l'toivu. L'man asois kayem azeh, l'achyeis amrov. It worked out for the good. That wasn't your plan. That wasn't your plan, but it worked out for the good. Zokta Orchaim HaKadosh, famous Shtikal Orchaim HaKadosh. He says, Yosef was telling the brothers that it's not a problem. You had bad intentions. But who cares if you had bad intentions? Hareze, he gives a muscle. Me, Orchaim HaKadosh. Me, Shem Eskavin, Lahachel, Lahashkos, Lechavei Rekos, Moves. A person wanted to poison someone. And he gave him a drink. He said it's wine, but really he put poison. And he gives it to him because he wants to poison him. And he wants to kill him. That's it. Miskavin Lahashkos, Lechavei Rekos, Sam. Sama Mogus. But it turns out, I don't know, he forgot to put the poison in. It was Taka, Kais of Yain. Pshito She'enoit Sorach Kapora Klal Afilu Bedine Shamayim. Here are Chayim HaKadosh. Hamiskavin Lahareg Es Chaveroi Bekois Sama Mogus. Benimtsa Kais Yain. Poshit She'enoit Sorach Kapora Afilu Bedine Shamayim. So Yosef is saying the same things. You had bad intentions, but in the end, you wanted to poison me. You wanted to kill me, but in the end, it worked out good. We got food, we got sustenance. Rep developed this Arachayim HaKadosh is Keneged, the Mishnah, Gemara Mefreshes, in a few places. Everyone knows the concept, Hameskavim Lechol Bosar Chazir, but also Biyodei Bosar Tleh. Just because you thought you wanted to eat Chazir. But it wasn't Chazir, it was Taka Kosher meat. You still need a Kapor. And as the Rechonim explained, even though a Machshav Ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really punish you, but here you planted the Machshav Ra into a Maisa. So how could Arachayim HaKadosh say that if you were trying to kill someone, so there's a lot of Torah here. Someone would say that maybe it's different. It's Ben Adam L'Chaveroi in the Gedorim of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi is different than Ben Adam L'Mokim. In Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, it's the result that counts. And if all's well that ends well, it's well and everything's good. And there's a but Harbe Dibur on this Arachayim HaKadosh. Now the pasuk says the Ma'aseh about Yaakov, VaYigva VaYomos VaYigva sorry VaYigva VeYosef El Amov. And the Gemara says, "Vayigvah Yosef alamov." It doesn't say mace. Famous Gemara in Tainus Nafei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu loy mace. Yaakov Avinu loy mace. Frek the Gemara in Tainus Nafei. Vichi bechdi saftu sevdaine vechantu chantai vekaver kavray. There's a whole look at the pesukim. There's all. There was a hesped. There was chanota. There was kavura. All of this. And then the Chassid makes the cheshbon. You worked out the days. Yaakov Avinu was Niftas Sukkis, but then the 70 days of Chanota in Mitzrayim, and then it takes a few days to get there to Yisrael, and then 7 days of Avelus. It works out the process. He makes the Cheshbon that Yaakov Avinu ended up being buried on Asar B'Tavis. And Hu Adin Esav had his head removal, Boy B'Yoim, on Asar B'Tavis. Because Asar B'Tavis represents Sai, the siege, and the beginning of the process of the Golus, but it also represents the Geula. Asar B'Tavis has both factors in it. But that's what happens over here. But the Gemara says he didn't die. Frank the Gemara, but there was a Chanota, there was a Kvura. So the Gemara answers, interesting Gemara, the Gemara says, Mikra Ani Doirish, brings a Pasuk, V'atol, Tira Avdi Yaakov, Num Hashem, Al Teichas Yisroel, Ki Hinani Mashiach, Merochek, Bezarech, Meretz Shavim, Ma Keshul Zaroi, Ma Zaroi B'chai, Ma Fu B'chai. And everyone talks about this Gemara. The Kasha was that, how could you tell me Loi Meis? But there was Chanota, there was Kvura. So there is a Mahalach in the Achroinim, Yaakov Avinu Taka didn't die by the Chanota, and he didn't die by the Hesped, but by the Kvura he Taka died. By the Kvura he died. And that stems because we know Rivka said b'nevuah, Loma Eshkal Shneichem b'yoyim Echad. Did it Taka happen? Yeah, maybe, Efshi, you could say it happened. Because Esav, by head removal, there's no Loi Meis. It's like Esav was killed on Asar B'Tavis, and Yaakov Avinu also the Loi Meis, but now it's not the Meis on Asar B'Tavis. However, on the other hand, the Gemara's mashma Loi Meis to understand the concept. I mean, there is a Melitza There is a melitza that the Olam says, L'chari, the Gemara had a good kasha. How could you say, Loi meis, kavra, chanoto? The Torah says, yeah, but fanakasha shtarmanish. Fanakasha shtarmanish. What said this, you say, fanakasha shtarmanish? Yadua, there was once a famous Rav, he was Matar and Aguna. That a terrible story, they didn't know exactly where the husband went, he disappeared. And after tediously going through the sugyas, he was Matar the Aguna to get remarried. And Rachman Litzlan, 5 years later, she's ready to be married. Everything, the original husband, he shows up to town. So they asked the Rav, how could you come to this? You took a chrys. How did this happen? He said, I'll tell you. The emes is, it wasn't so much to be matter to Saguna. It's a big sugi at the end of Yivomis. I learned the sugi for days to try to be matter to Saguna. And in the middle, when I was learning the sugi, I had a grois akasha. Grois akasha in the sugi. It's been shtim, details in the Gemara. Because there's this kasha, I came up with a yisoid. And the yisoid brought out a concept. And based on that, shtikl toira, I came to the conclusion that in the situation as such, that it must be this woman is mother. So he said, because of a kasha, you came to that conclusion. For an akasha, shtarmanish. Just because you had a kasha doesn't mean the husband's dead. It's still a... Yeah, Doug. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, Rabbeinu B'chayish tells it to over here, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, we know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Yehuda HaNasi, Nasi is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzutz Shel Yaakov Avinu. Nasi, Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu, Rabbeinu HaKadosh has a shaychus with Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash says the same way Yaakov Avinu, Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Rei Shana. The Medrash says Vayichi Yehuda is Yehuda HaNasi, B'Tzipoyri Shvas Rei Shana. The last 17 years of his life he lived in Tzipoyri. And there's a parallel between Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Yaakov Avinu. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh also says the Rabbeinu B'chayi has a spechin of Lois. It's not true, the Gemara says in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel, Kol Beis Shimsha HaBasi LeBeisa. Every Friday night, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come back after he was nifter already. He would come on Friday night to his house to visit. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Gilyan HaShas, in Ksubas over there, brings from the Sefer HaChasidim, that not only he would come, he would make B'yaitzanem and Kiddush. He made Kiddush for the Olam. L'chayr Mesim Chofshi, he popped it from the mitzvahs. He made Kiddush for the Olam. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was this Bechina, Agloy Meis. Mahu b'chaim, Mazari b'chaim, Mafu b'chaim. Rabbi HaKadosh is the one that wrote the Ganze Shas. He made Torah Shebal Peh. The emes is in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos. The first word, how does it start? Me'emosai. Me'emosai, Karim Neshma. The Sfarim says that Me'emosai, you know, there's a remez. A person always, he writes a sefer, he puts a remez for his name in the thing. Me'emosai is 501. 501. 501 is Ani Yehuda Kadosh. Ani Yehuda Kadosh. It's a remez for Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. The emes is, he would say on himself, Ani Yehuda Kadosh. I thought the Torah Shebal Peh is also Mamish Torah Shel Kodesh Brichu. Ani Yehuda is the same letters as Yudke Vavke and Aleph Dalav Nunyun. It's Amonai Havaya Kadosh. It doesn't have to be Ani Yehuda Kadosh. Same letters, not the same garage, same letters as Yudke Vavke, Shem Adnas 91, Kadosh. That's a remez in the beginning that he's putting into the sefer, and that's why he's taka alive. That's a remez there. Rabbeinu HaKadosh leptzich. It's a leptzich in the Torah. I saw brought down. We said this concept. We just went through Asara B'Tavis. Asara B'Tavis, even if it's Chal on Shabbos, we fast because Asara B'Tavis.
Machlekes.
What? It's machlekes. On our luach, it doesn't come out on Shabbos, correct? But if it would come out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. As I bring the Torah from the Avudraham, yes, there's a diak and Rashi and Tainus to Dafei, not like that, yeah, in the Gilda Fei. Also, it's Mefurish and Zmiris. Yidua. But Levad Miyam Kippur Avoini is the only time that there's a nigun in the Zmiris. Levad Miyam Kippur Avoini in Kiyashmer Shabbos. You should say Levad Miyam Kippur. That's our b'tei. Stick with a diak. But what would be the shot that you fast even on Shabbos? I heard a murder from your side. Asar B'Tavis, we said, is the beginning and the end. Asar B'Tavis was the siege, but Asar B'Tavis is when Hashem decides every year from fresh he's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Mechiras Yosef, I still brought down Mechiras, was on Asar B'Tavis. Asar B'Tavis lifting them, the Shoyrish, the garin of the whole thing. Asar B'Tavis, even on Shabbos, because, Lamashal, Tainus Chaloin, you fast on Shabbos, because it's not on the Ovar, it's on the Osid. You're worried about what it's going to be. So on Asarah Kedis, it's not just on the Ovar of the siege, it's Taka, the opportune time for being re-ma'orer. Soifai noz b'tchilosai. And it always comes out, Parshas Vayechi, which represents this Bechin of Yaakovino Leimeis, and we're trying to be ma'orer, and it's solely Ikuvah that we should be ma'orer, that we do it, even if it's Chal B'Shabbos. And it's the same way Asarah B'Tavis is not b'tchilosai b'soifai. That's exactly what we're holding now, when you hold at the granites, at the border of Parshas Vayechi, like we said, is Vayomas Yosef and Vayechi, and again Vayomas Yosef and Shmois, because we're at the process of, on one hand, finishing the Maisa Ovis and starting Simen Labonin.